40 years ago, consumer electronics meant two categories, transistor radios and TVs. CES President Gary Shapiro says today, an area the size of 30 football fields showcases the latest products, from high-definition TVs, leopard skin laptops, to interactive video game furniture.
Now the average American family owns 26 consumer electronics products, and they spend almost $1,500 a year buying them.
The good news is that some prices are coming down. A 60-inch plasma screen TV is now available for under $3,000. And for $1,500, John Taylor at LG Electronics says his company has a solution to end the war between the next generation of competing DVD formats.
This is the first player in the world that plays both Blu-ray and HD DVD. What does that mean? That means that the format wars are over.
Despite the rival technologies, the show's theme focuses on the connected lifestyle. Microsoft founder and CES keynote speaker Bill Gates says what that means is technology that allows digital content from movies to email to follow consumers wherever they go.
Our ambition is to give you connected experiences 24 hours a day. We admit that when you're sleeping, we haven't quite figured out what we're going to do for you there. But the rest of the time, the minute you get in the kitchen, look at that refrigerator, pick up your phone, hear the alarm clock tell you about the traffic, whatever it is, we want you to have the information that you're interested in.
And interest was extremely high for Steve Jobs' latest offering. On Tuesday, Apple Computer CEO unveiled two new gadgets. One is a video box called Apple TV, touted as a bridge between computers, internet, and television sets. The other is a device dubbed the iPhone, described as part iPod and part cell phone without the number keys.
We have invented a new technology called multi-touch, which is phenomenal. It works like magic.
Jobs calls a hybrid phone revolutionary, but some consumer experts doubt Apple's iPhone can rival the success of its iconic iPod. Millar Sega, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。